He is a pro-European. How we can manage to sink a good idea, but he wants to prevent it.
28 nations, 24 languages, every little piece of paper has to be translated in 24 languages because there is no common language, not America. They cannot converse in one language. And I've been at sessions in Strasbourg and in Brussels where more translators were active than members of parliament were sitting in the assembly hall. It was a very funny thing. You saw 10, 12 members of parliament in the big thing, you know, where there was place for some more than 700 members of parliament. And we counted more translators than members of parliament.
That's why a common language would be great to have. A good example is also the World Bank. You have still official language for the World Bank is French. But they can't do away with it because it's in the treaty change. Yes. That is really hard.
I was about to suggest to choose another language, you know, as a kind of common denominator and a kind of third way. Because if you go for German, they will accuse you of German imperialism. If you go for English, you know, it's of course totally ineffective. If you go for Italian, it's good for food, but not for politics. So I once suggested to go for Arabic. But somehow, you know, as all of my suggestions, they passed unheard.
There's a new e-book out under the title Rettet Europa, Save Europe. We just had European election in 28 states. 380 million voters, isn't that impressive? And for about 751 parliamentary seats, right? And the parliament has, of course, everything. The chairman, the presidents, vice presidents.
Except for one thing, no power.
That's the point, yes. Where is the power?
Parliament is totally powerless. We have the Rat, which is the center of power. This is the place where the heads of state and the heads of government meet. And now they are suggesting someone to the parliament, which is supposed to vote for the president of the commission. So we have three instances, Parliament, Commission, and the Rat. It's up to the Rat to decide who is going to be the President of the Commission. And this decision of the Rat has to be approved by the Parliament. And you must know, there is no European people. And they are voting according to very different laws. The main thing about any Parliament is you have a government faction and you have an opposition faction. You don't have it in the Europarlament because this Parliament is not electing any government. So it's like, you know, having a marriage without sex, without a common house, and without any understanding about how to raise the children you're supposed to adopt. They are so powerless, so poor, they cannot even decide on the seat of the European Parliament. So it's a toy parliament, it's a mock parliament, and in every democratic system, the parliament is the heart of the system.
The Europeans defend this regulation on tomatoes and bananas and cucumbers with the argument that we need quality standards, right? And I'm so glad, Henrik, that we now have a counter-movement. It is called ugly fruit. Because, you know, you have these tomatoes that are grown in a hothouse and not, you know, natural anymore. They want to market real tomatoes grown in a backyard under the sunlight and not looking as you know, good and well as...
Yeah, there is a motto to it also, give a chance to the ugly ones.
Right. So
this is the kind of European Parliament we have. And they, yeah, and they take votes on totally irrelevant issues. 80-90% of the vote in the European Parliament are so-called nicht-legislative Entschließungen, non-legislative resolutions,
or
recommendations. And you won't believe what kind of recommendations this are.
There was another resolution.
Gender points. Because some of the members of the parliament are sick and tired of the constant commute between Strasbourg and Brussels. And it's also very costly because they have a wife at home somewhere in Europe, they have a girlfriend in Brussels, and they have a mistress in Strasbourg. I mean, at a certain age, it becomes an embarrassment. So the European Parliament decided to take action, and they voted for the right of where they would like to have the seat of the European Parliament. We are experiencing the biggest hoax in the history of the 21st century, and it's called European Union. And it's really an idea that had started with good intentions and with good ideas, and it's very similar. You can compare it to Christianity or socialism, which were also good ideas at the beginning, but then they simply deteriorated and went astray. And the same happened to the European Union. And you see a big gap between the bureaucrats and the eurocrats who are managing the business and the rank and file who are becoming aware of something that came into being in our backyard without us realizing it.